shots, and just a great time with our team. So we finished 11 under time, tied for seventh. So we had a good time by all. Tampa Bay times
time. So that means you didn't win.
Well, that means we tied for seventh out of 55 teams, Sybil.
That would be a loss.
Golly. Golly.
Ooh. She's a dream snatcher, Roland. She's just a dream snatcher. That's she's just doing what
she's just. She got a dream snatcher. She that's Freddy Krueger.
Man, she got 11 under.
Did someone win?
Tie for seven.
Who won?
My goodness. Some other people, Sybil.
Yeah, the man did. The man 11 under. Both of y'all dream snatchers. The man, man. Did well. Go ahead, Roland, with the news.
Don't even know what a golf ball look like. All right. We always talk. We talk about the stand your ground law in Florida, and this may sound crazy, but the reality is here. If you shoot somebody black, it's a good chance you're going to get off. The Tampa Bay Times did a huge, huge breakdown of this, and so joining us right now to talk about this study and their report is one of their feature writers, Ben Montgomery. Hey, Ben, 73%. You guys found that in the cases where someone invoked stand your ground, if the victim was black, 73% of the folks got off.
Yes, sir. That's right. 73% of the time, while the victim was black, the shooter, the aggressor, was either granted immunity or got off. And if the victim was white, then 59% of the time, the aggressor went free.
Do the prosecutors explain that, the discrepancy?
Well, there's a huge problem here, and I think, it's that nobody keeps track of all these cases. And we found, searched high and low, turned over rocks, called up every public defender, pretty much in the state of Florida, and we're able to come up with a list of 200 cases in which stand your ground has been evoked. But it's often the case that if charges aren't brought against someone who uses force, be it deadly or otherwise, then records aren't kept that indicate that shed light on how the state attorney came to his or her decision. The same goes with court proceedings. It's difficult to understand how a judge reaches his or her decision oftentimes when it comes to granting immunity. So the fact is these cases are playing out across the state, and they have very different outcomes, even if circumstances are similar, depending on who's hearing the case, depending on who's determining whether charges should be brought, et cetera.
Now, you talk about the collection of data, and we talked about the Marissa Alexander case with Prosecutor Angela Corey last week, and I complained about the mandatory minimums, and one of the things that she said was that was invoked because judges were giving all, different kind of sentences all across the state. Sounds to me like this is the exact same thing happening here, that you don't have consistency, and that has been one of the biggest complaints that people have with stand your ground law in Florida and other states, is that how can you have consistency when it's really just left up to, depending upon who the cops are, who the prosecutors are, and now who the judge is?
Absolutely. Depending on who decides their cases, some drug dealers claiming self-defense have gone to prison while others have been set free. The same holds true for killers who left the fight only to grab a gun and come back. It's playing out in different ways depending on who's hearing these cases.
Does it matter what area of Florida you're from?
You know what? That's a good question. We haven't we haven't broken it down based on those things because there's so many other factors. I mean, the process, first of all, starts with the police. Do the police take the case to the state attorney? Do they feel like they have probable cause? Take the case to the state attorney. State attorney then has to decide, can we meet reasonable doubt before they proceed to court and bring charges in court? Then if the defendant invokes stand your ground, it's up to a judge. There's typically a hearing in which the judge can either grant immunity or send the case to the jury trial. And then it's up to a jury. So, there are four different layers, different levels at which stand your ground can be invoked, and the case can fall apart.
And what about appeal? Can are these cases being appealed, and are they winning in the appeal?
Yes, sir. They're definitely being appealed. As a couple of defense attorneys told us, this is another tool for us, and we can you know, you'd almost be unwise not to invoke it in any case in which the circumstances are such that somebody can, you know, reasonably invoke stand your ground. And that's, I think, why that these cases are on the uptick. You know, we did a similar survey, and again, it's unfortunate nobody's keeping these kinds of records. Nobody's keeping track of the number of cases in which stand your ground is invoked. We did a survey at the law's 5-year anniversary in 2010, and found only 93 cases. You know, obviously we're up more than 100 now, just a couple of years later. It definitely seems like these are on the rise, and somebody should be paying attention.
Have any African Americans invoked stand your ground, and they have been granted immunity and not prosecuted? Congresswoman Corrine Brown said that she hasn't found one case where that's taken place.
I'm sorry. Can you say that one more time, sir?
Did you find any examples of African Americans who invoked stand your ground and they got immunity, or frankly, they got off as a result?
Oh yes, sir. Yes, sir. There are plenty. And when we say that 73% of people who killed a black person walked, we're not necessarily talking about just white people who killed black people.
Right.
We're talking about people of any race. There are a number of circumstances in which black people have been granted immunity based on stand your ground.
Anybody black who shot someone white granted immunity from stand your ground?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's happened a number of times.
Okay. All right. Ben Montgomery, Tampa Bay Times. We certainly appreciate you guys doing this story, and we'll be looking for your next installment. Thanks a lot.